بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زفير الشعر فاضل أول الشيخ أبو العارف بالله رمي وحسن الشعر في مهور اختصر نور الله مركضه هذا الكلام. زخم الفت سے جو قلب غائل نہیں اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں. زخم الفت سے جو قلب غائل نہیں زخم الفت سے جو قلب غائل نہیں اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں. بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ کہاں بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ کہاں یہ سمندر ہے وہ جس کا ساحل نہیں یہ سمندر ہے وہ جس کا ساحل نہیں. زخم الفت سے جو قلب غائل نہیں جانے کیا دوستو لطف آہ و فغاں جانے کیا دوستو لطف آہ و فغاں درد الفت کا جو قلب حامل نہیں درد الفت کا جو قلب حامل نہیں اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں. صحبت شیخ سے جو بھی محروم ہے صحبت شیخ سے جو بھی محروم ہے بن کے رہبر بھی وہ شیخ کامل نہیں بن کے رہبر بھی وہ شیخ کامل نہیں. اس کی منبر پہ تقریر بے کیف ہے اس کی منبر پہ تقریر بے کیف ہے درد دل خاک میں جس کے شامل نہیں درد دل خاک میں جس کے شامل نہیں. جس کا دل اہل دل پر نہیں ہے فدا جس کا دل اہل دل پر نہیں ہے فدا اس کے سینے میں دل ہے مگر دل نہیں اس کے سینے میں دل ہے مگر دل نہیں. سارے عالم میں اختر کی ہے یہ صدا سارے عالم میں اختر کی ہے کیا صدا وہ کمینہ ہے جو ان کا سائل نہیں وہ کمینہ ہے جو ان کا سائل نہیں. بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ کہاں یہ سمندر ہے وہ جس کا ساحل نہیں زخم الفت سے جو قلب غائل نہیں اہل الفت کی جانب وہ مائل نہیں. جزاکم
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، وقال تعالى: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Just a little explanation of the poem. Basically it is that if a person he hasn't got love in him, love for Allah Ta'ala, that person won't be inclined towards the man of Allah. Naturally, a person who doesn't like soccer is not going to go and watch a soccer match. So a person who hasn't got love in him and the love of Allah, he won't be inclined to the man of Allah Ta'ala, because there the talk of the love of Allah. And fortunate are those people who are inclined to Ahlullah. To those people who have got the love of Allah, that means you also have got that love. And you want to find the correct way to reach Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then further on it is explained, when a person has got the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then that person enjoys all his ibadat also. One is we fulfill the command of Allah, which is a great thing, but without enjoyment. Like a husband and wife, they are married, but for some reason now there is lost love between them. But they are just staying for the sake of the children. There is no real enjoyment. They are fulfilling one another's rights. They go to social gatherings, family meetings, everything they do. But there isn't that attachment between them. And one is that, a husband and wife, that they have got that great attachment between them. What a great difference between the two. So, and both are loving, and even person who hasn't got that love of Allah, and he doesn't get that enjoyment in dua, in zikr, in namaz, tilawat, he will also go to Jannah. But that person who has got the love of Allah, what to say of that person? So that is what we have to try and develop. And a person has to work towards it in order to develop this. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all that. And also, today, alhamdulillah, we are having our Islahi Jalsa also here. And we are so fortunate and we are thankful to Allah Ta'ala that Hazrat Maulana Ishaq Sahib invited us to have it here in the Khanqah Zakaria. And that reminds us of our very good and dear friend, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Mia Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. We studied together here in Mia Swam also, in Deoband also. And we are always close to each other. So I will request all of us, we read three times Qul Huwa Allah, and we make Isali Sawab for Hadrat Maulana and all our marhumin. And his father, who is our Ustad, our great, great, respectable, beloved Ustad. So we all read inshallah. And pass the sawab to all our marhumin. On one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, when he was on his way to Hijaz Muqaddas, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, He stopped for a few days in Bombay to meet his friends, to do work of deen, etc. And he called for all his close khulafa and friends. Then he told them, see, this is my second or third day in Bombay, and every day I've completed one khatam of Quran Sharif, and I've passed the sawab to the marhumeen of Bombay. And it's my habit that whichever town I go to, I make one khatam and I pass the sawab to the marhumeen. Then he said, one khatam is 3 times qul huwallah. It comes in the hadith sharif, you read 3 times qul huwallah. And how long did it take us? And everyone knows qul huwallah, surah ikhlas, and you pass it to the marhumeen. And lot of goodness will come to us by thinking of our marhumeen. So I request, and Allah remind me also daily, at least our parents, close family, on a daily basis, minimum, read 3 times Surah Ikhlas and pass the sawab to our marhumeen. And whenever we pass any town and we make niyyah, we read 3 times Qulhu Allah, pass the sawab to the marhumeen of that town, inshallah, they will also, and they benefit, and they know immediately who sent the sawab, and they appreciate it very, very greatly. No matter what the status are, but still they appreciate, because by that they are going higher and higher all the time. And we also get the benefit. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. There are basically 2 ways that we can pass our life, how we can pass our life. One is according to the dictates of our desires, our nafs, and one is according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So there are 2 ways that we can pass our life, and that's when a person becomes conscious that which way must I choose, then he has to now, he has to choose. And perhaps there is a 3rd way, halfway, little bit this and a little bit that also. Sometimes our nafs also we make happy. Sometimes we want to make Allah also happy. But pure way of life, there are only 2 ways. One is that we purely we follow our nafs, and that is very dangerous. Example of that is that you bought a brand new BMW, top of the range, latest model, and it's always advertised as the latest in technology, the ultimate in technology. Next year, BM comes out, and that is now the ultimate in technology. Just now, this one was the ultimate, now this one is the ultimate in technology. Anyway, but you buy it, it's got, for example, a 65-liter petrol tank, 80-liter petrol tank, 2 tanks it has got, and you say petrol is very expensive. Now you want to follow your own, not the manufacturer's instructions. And you say, I'll fill it with water. And the radiator is much more smaller, just takes a few liters, so I'll put petrol in there. And all, everything you are doing, red light, you see, you go past it with a speed. The traffic light, and when it's green, you go and stop there. What will happen to such a person? Solid line, you overtake there, blind rise, you overtake there, and when it is, the road is clear, then you're driving slowly behind the truck. What will happen to such? He's following his own way, his own thoughts, not the way of the instructions of the road, neither the way of the instructions of the maker of the car. He's doing all his own thing. Similarly, this body of ours has been made by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And what a creation of Allah, the greatest creation Allah Ta'ala made. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ بَنِي آدَم, we have given him great, great honor. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, we have created man in the best of forms. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says it, what doubt can there be that man is created in the best of the ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. But if man does not live according to the instructions of the maker, Allah says we make him the lowest of the low. So like that BM, what will happen to it if we use it everything like that? It's not going to move also with water in the petrol tank. And if you try and push it or get an oxen to pull it, what's going to happen? That you're going to destroy yourself. So in the same way, this human body, we use it how I think. And many of us say, I think we must do this way. In the house we have mashura, somebody is giving this advice, somebody is giving that advice. Then I say, what I say, everyone must do. In the same way, here in the masjid, we have the mutawallis, we have the imam, we have musallis, and many times there's a tug of war, all got different opinions of many matters, and they're all pulling on their side. The thing is that everyone, the musallis want it their way, The mutawallis want it their way. The imam wants it his way. So what is going to happen? There is only one way, the way of Allah Ta'ala. If everyone agrees on what Allah's command is, no problem. We go smoothly and we go in front. In the house, in the business, we have got some mashura taking place, something we want to do. And now everyone has got a hidden agenda. It is like a cart we have got, and with four bulls. One is pulling it that direction, one is pulling it to this, one is pulling it to this, and one is pulling it this way. What's going to happen? That cart is going to be torn apart, broken to pieces. But if you put all four on one side, and that is the side which Allah has said, don't put it the wrong side also. We all think of unity as a very great thing. Every unity is not good. If all the crooks unite, what will happen? If all the swindlers unite, and they pool all their thoughts together, and they all think of new, well, we know what is happening, what emails a person gets, and how many people get caught also with what emails. So all this, if they have to pool and they have to unite, there will be this. So that unity is good, which is on the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Not unity that is against the command. If the people all unite that lesbianism is good, that is not acceptable. We have to unite on the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we can live our lives according to our desires, and we pull in our directions. Where is that going to lead us? We're going to destroy ourselves. And another way is that we lead our life according to the Maker's instruction. Allah who has made this eyes. And this human body, nobody in the world till today has claimed that we are the makers of this body, besides Allah Ta'ala. And over in the Quran Sharif, Allah has laid claim that I am the creator of this insan. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The creator of the heavens and the earth, nobody has claimed that I created the heavens and the earth. Only one, whenever something happens, then somebody is there who claims we are responsible for this. For all this, nobody else has claimed responsibility besides one Allah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and all these creations of Allah Ta'ala are so fantastic. The mind-boggling is not the word. Unbelievable is not the word, how great Allah is and how He has created His creation. Everything in the heavens and the earth, the stars, the moon, the sun, all their rotation and all how they are moving in their orbits all the time, and without an accident on our roads, with so many rules of the road and so many traffic inspectors and so many things of safety, but all the time there are accidents. And Allah's system, till today not one accident. And at what speed those stars are moving and all these things are moving, it's not mind-boggling, it's beyond us. There is only one thing that we can say, tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata, main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. That, oh Allah, you come in my heart, I believe in you, but I can't fathom you. You are beyond my fathom. I can't understand you. You are too great. You are too unlimited. You are beyond everything. So I just believe in you, and I realize this is your recognition, that I can't recognize you. Your recognition is that I can't recognize you. So if somebody asks, Khuda kaun hai? He says, jo dil mein aave. Allah is He who comes in your heart. Dil kya hai? Jis mein Khuda na aaye. That Allah is so great that Allah comes in your heart, but your heart also is too small to accept Allah. Allah is so great. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that great being. Anything, if we can see those things that we can only see with a microscope, insects, Allah has made a heart for them also. Allah has made eyes for them. Allah has given them brains also. Allah has given them whatever for their movement, their feathers or their wings or their legs or whatever. Allahu Akbar. How great. And then an elephant on the other side. A crocodile on the other side. How Allah has made all these creations of His. A crocodile, when it has its feed, when it eats finish, it's got 103 teeth or so in its mouth. And when it has eaten finish, we eat meat, we eat oranges, the pieces get stuck between our teeth. We use our tongue first to try and take it out. We don't succeed, we take a toothpick, we try and take it out. But the crocodile, it's got such a thick tongue that it can't take it out with its tongue. And where he's going to go get a toothpick and start using a toothpick. But what, look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. It comes out on the banks of the river where the crocodiles are. And it lies with its mouth open. And Allah's system, he has got a bird that just lives in that vicinity, that species of birds. And when the crocodile's mouth is open, the bird knows, Allah gave it that intelligence, that your food, your rosy is there. So it flies into the mouth of the crocodile. It eats all the pieces of meat there. And after it, now that what was disturbing the crocodile, it's gone. So it closes its mouth. And the bird is still in the mouth. But Allah has put a thorn-like thing on the head of the bird, which hits the palate of the crocodile. And anything that touches you in on your palate, immediately it irritates you, so it opens its mouth again. And it knows the show is over, exit time. Now I have to fly out, it's finished, and the meal is over. Who is this? Every creation of Allah, how did Allah prepare the rosy of every creation of His? Allahu Akbar. Man thinks that we have progressed very much and we are gone far in technology. Now today everything, your passport, your ID, your driver's license, whatever you can think of, your stocks on your shelves, everything barcoded. Barcode is common, and with that, how much work has become easy. But barcodes, where did man? وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. You have got great lessons to learn in the animal kingdom, Allah Ta'ala says. The zebra, barcodes it has got. When a baby zebra is born, then the mother zebra blocks its vision from all sides and blows in its nose. And by that, of all the zebras in the whole world, the baby zebra knows, this is my mother. The barcodes which Allah Ta'ala has made. Our barcodes on our finger. No two humans in the world since Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah got the same. Who can make designs like this? In one square centimeter, to make so many designs, it's only Allah Ta'ala. What is the qudrat? فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. How is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat? How He has created mankind. And in every other aspect also, everything of the human being, there are no two human beings who are, they can be identical twins. They can be, perhaps the parents also can't make out between the two. But they are not the same. They can be identical, they are not the same. No two animals are the same. What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala's kingdom. Allah, so vast, so big, and Allah Ta'ala, nobody can escape from the kingdom of Allah Ta'ala, wherever you are. One person, it comes in Bukhari Sharif, that he made wasiyat to his children. He said, I lived a very bad life, and I broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala terribly. What am I going to answer when I die? And he took a promise from them, you people must burn my body. And then when it is burned, the charcoal, you must make it fine, fine, fine. And then when make it like powder, fine powder. Then on a rainy or on a stormy day when the wind is blowing or on the seas, you must scatter it completely. So when they did that, then he took a promise from them. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also got surprised and he says, they did it, what their father had told them. They did all this. But as soon as he died, Allah said, kun. And there he was. Immediately, where? Allah tells the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the third supara, liyatma'inna qalbi, there's birds, how will you resurrect people? Allah said, take a bird, take four birds, mince them up, mix them, put them on four different mountains, and then call them, and each one by the command of, so what is it difficult for Allah Ta'ala? Then you see the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala also. Allah asked him, my banda, why did you do this? You ordered this. He says, in your fear. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. A person who fears Allah Ta'ala, Allah says two jannats for that person. If we have that fear, commit guna, I don't say you must commit guna. If you commit guna, but have that fear in you. Don't become bold and say, I'll do what I feel like. And nothing, I'm going to my qabr, you don't tell me anything. Be guilty. If accept your guilt. Whatever, perhaps we fall into some guna, but accept the guilt and fear Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. There is great hope this poor person will change his life before he dies. and he will go to Allah in a pure state. But a person who is bold and says, I don't care, and I'll do what I want to, and I know better, that person is in great danger. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide us all to righteousness. So we have to bring in us, and this is this effort. Today, mashallah, Quran Sharif's khatam also. And the whole Quran Sharif from the beginning, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is your GPS, it is your guide for those people who have taqwa, who have got that fear of Allah. You want to know the right road? Yeah, we have given it to you now. And it is spelled out in all the 30 paras? Yeah, it is. This today we have this great occasion where it's a miracle. This young little boy, his father doesn't want me to say the age, but I can't help it, I have to say, 8-year-old boy. And he has completed Quran Sharif. MashaAllah, his ustad, Allah Ta'ala reward him and everyone, the whole family. And his sister has completed last week. Originally it was they were going to complete together. And also, Allahu Akbar, his mother, the little boy's mother, when they needed a ustad, locum, and ustani, she went, she helped. They liked her teaching very much. She started teaching. And in that she started becoming Hafiz. So when Allah's rahmat comes, it pours. May Allah Ta'ala put His rahmat on all of us. Allah Ta'ala bless us all, except from everyone. They didn't want me to say it, it's not from their side. But to encourage us all, for my own encouragement, that we all get this encouragement that our homes become like this. In Muzaffar Nagar, near Deoband, there is a little town, Muzaffar Nagar. There is a family which is still, I think, alive till today, Sayyid family. Whole family, all Hafiz. The 4-year-old boy, when he was, the 6-year-old boy, when he was becoming Hafiz, his 4-year-old brother playing, listening to him, and the mind when it is empty and clear, not all other junk things and all wrong things are in the mind, then that mind picks up. Our children's minds, we get shocked how they pick up. Little children, Allahu Akbar, Allah has given that potential. It is for us to use it in the right direction. If we're going to mess it up with all the things of this dunya and that, then it gets messed up with that. And if we put deen and Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, and there are so many families now. The one family of Saudi, Makkah Sharif. The whole family and the whole ancestry, Riyadh al-Salihin is a hadith kitab. How many pages about? 2000 hadith. The whole family, they all know the hadith off by heart. When I went there, they told me this little children, there were about 2-3 of them, test them. So it's not in our mind, so I just thought of any Baba, I said from here, and they read. And he said, this is in our ancestry, when our minds are clear, this is possible. We think, oh, who are geniuses? Our ulama, and hafiz a hadith, and the alim of deen, and hafiz a Quran, Allahu Akbar. There are those huffaz who forget even just getting stuck. Not one mutashabihat, they have a problem. They just move. Allah bless us with all this. And open our hearts and our children. I'm saying all this so that we all can be inspired. And we can realize it's possible. But today we think the other way of life, that is the superior way of life. And we haven't got time. And the sad part is not those people who think that is, we think that is superior. We think that is when Allah has given us Quran and Allah has given us Hadith, Allah make that come into our hearts and into our lives. And the love and passion for Quran and Hadith, may Allah bless us with. And that is when we get the right, that same what was in the poem. When that Muhammad of Allah is created, then all these things will come. So may Allah bless us with this. So if we live our life according to Quran Sharif, there is proper guidance for everything. Allah has given total and complete guidance for us. From Quran Sharif, the explanation of it, the hadith. And from the hadith, our fuqaha, what great favors they have done for us. They have given us ready prepared meals. They took out all the masail and given it ready for us. We don't need today to go and delve so much into all this. The fuqaha, Allah reward them. It is like, for example, today what wonderful meal Maulana Ishaq and all his friends and people in the Khanqaya have prepared. Now when the meals are ready and we come here and we go and buy some rooibos tea and some brown bread and then we start eating that. Hey, we go to the cafe. You're getting qurbani meat, you're getting mutton, you're getting fish, you're getting what and what. And now where you are? Where the fuqaha have given us deen ready for us. What are the things that will break wudu? What are the things which are mustahab in? What are the things that will beautify your wudu? By which your namaz will be beautified. By which you will have concentration and devotion. By which your heart will be in namaz. And when your heart is in namaz, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, when I make one sajda like that, what Allah, sometimes Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi rahmatullah alayhi says, sometimes when he passes this way, when Allah passes, then the world opens up to me. So when you are blessed with such a sajda, and Allah has blessed you with that love and connection with Allah, what to say at that time? So may Allah, this is what we have to work. So this Quran khatam is that occasion. And what is Islah? Mashallah, all the ulama after Asr, after Maghrib, Maulana explained that what is all this? How to find Allah Ta'ala. So in this ayat kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That person has become completely successful. And the word falah in Arabic language is that word. Arabic is a very, very vast language. And words for one thing, for camels, how many words are used for a different type of, for a lion, how many different words are used for this type of lion, that type of lion, that type of lion. But, and for success also. But the word falah is that word that contains in it all types of success. And Allah is saying it. And Allah is saying it in His Quran Sharif. And Allah's Quran Sharif is since ever. And it will be since forever. Allah is saying it in that, not in the government gazette. Not in some textbook that has been rewritten or something. But Allah is saying, not the ultimate in technology. Allah is saying it, which is absolute. And there is no doubt in it. So Allah Ta'ala says, who is it that has gained that total success? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Who is purified, who is not living his life according to his dictates, according to his desires, but he is purified, he has put those aside, he realizes that is the wrong way, and he realizes that is the way of destruction, and he has brought the way of Allah Ta'ala in him. And now the method of it, Allah Ta'ala describes, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. That person who is ذَكَرَ ذِكَرَ, repeated, who has repeated the name of his Rabb, the name of Allah. What a valuable name. Allah has kept in that name Allah. Allah has kept our tazkiyah in that. That person who repeats the name of Allah Ta'ala, Allah, Allah, Allah. And do it, there is a neurologist, psychologist in Europe who doesn't know about Islam. But he, from his studies, the sounds that come out from a person, it's wind that comes from the lungs and articulated then by the jaws and the tongue and the teeth and all that. Then it becomes a fa, it becomes a ba, it becomes whatever else. So that he studied and he realized that the word Allah that comes out has got a great soothing effect. And on his mental patients, he makes them repeat Allah, Allah, Allah. What tremendous results he gets. But we who have got it also ready-made, he had to go and invent it, so to say. We got it ready-made. And from who we got it? From our Nabi alayhi salam. Who we got it from, especially this, from our great mashayikh. And the halat and conditions of one shaykh, if we have to explain. What the conditions are and how many mashayikh. What the conditions. We got it from them. And all that barakat is in here. Also at this point, I'll take the liberty of just explaining this. In hadith, the less the people narrate the hadith, the more stronger the hadith is. And the better that chain is. But in tasawwuf, the more the people are, the better, the more the barakat are. So all our great mashayikh, they have narrated this to us. So this word Allah, so it has got great, great effect. But it is a condition. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, there are many people who make dhikr their whole life, but they don't reach the shore. Because of two main reasons. One is not punctuality on dhikr, and the other, we don't do it with feeling. We just do it as a formality, as a duty. If we do it punctually, and we do it with feeling, with desire, zikr will create this. The nafs of ours will become pure. We will get the pure way of life. And then Allah Ta'ala, we will be, also same time, we will be connected with Allah Ta'ala. For example, one of the zikrs which is prescribed in the Quran Sharif also, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. The رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. La ilaha illallah. That is prescribed by the Quran. And so this also, if a person will make, we're not going to take much time inshallah, but just when we say, whenever we say La ilaha illallah, meditate this, those who are making zikr. There is a gathering of all people, mashallah, of the khanqas here, and there are people, all of us are supposed to be regular with our zikr. So when we make our zikr, with La ilaha illallah, La ilaha laysa lahu, hijabun dun Allah. La ilaha illallah. Laysa lahu hijab dun. La ilaha illallah has got no veil. Nothing can block it. It is such a rocket that goes directly, not only to the sky lab or somewhere, directly to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the huge storeroom which Allah has made. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. In the heavens, by the arsh of Allah, all your, whatever you are promised is there. And with La ilaha is the key to open it. And it hardly comes out of your mouth and it has reached there already at that speed. And then from there meditate that there is a column of noor coming from the arsh, the storeroom of Allah Ta'ala, to the small storeroom of the heart. And now take from Allah what you want. Take your, Ya Allah, my islah. It is only by Allah's rahmat and Allah Ta'ala's fazal that a person's tazkiyah can be made. And that rahmat and fazal of Allah is by Allah. So now when you make La ilaha, my Allah, La ilaha illallah is gone there. And from there it is coming now into my heart. Take your tazkiyah. The love of Allah. Love of Allah is not that you get some rigs and you bore holes and you try and make it out from the ground. It's not you take your hunting gun and you go to the mountains and you try and hunt it there. Or you take your fishing rods and you go to the rivers and seas and go and fish. It is you sit away in your corner. You sit in your masjid, you sit in the corner of your house and you, La ilaha, and there it is gone, illallah, and it's coming into your heart, pouring into your heart. Make all these muraqabas. We want our namaz to be perfect. It's there by Allah Ta'ala. It's not in our hands. So we make this muraqabas and we take it from Allah Ta'ala. Wallah, it comes in the hadith sharif. A person who says 100 times La ilaha illallah a day, Allah will make his face shine like the 14th full moon. Allah reward our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair. What an arif of Allah Ta'ala. He explained that, how is this? He explained it like the crescent, the new moon. It's so fine, and for Eid, we all go and look, and we have difficulty, and we have perhaps arguments also, and confusion also, whether the moon was sighted, not sighted. And the whole moon is there. It's not there, but you can't see it. And as the days pass, by the 14th of the month, the half of the month, that crescent grows, and all the darkness goes out of the moon, and it becomes full of light. Just like that, La ilaha illallah has got that power. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, has got that power that a 99-year-old non-believer who was worshipping idols, who was worshipping stone and dung and trees, but one La ilaha illallah, he was a Jahannami, he becomes a Jannati. He was a person who was in the wrath of Allah, immediately comes in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He was in total darkness, immediately he comes in total light. This is La ilaha illallah. And a person who repeats it like this, so slowly, slowly, as we breathe and we do our zikr properly, all darkness, bad amal will go out of our life. Many of us that in our house, I don't want TV, I don't like how my daughters are dressing, I don't like this, I don't like that. You start zikr. And tell them, you can do what you want, but make 10 minutes zikr. And that zikr will push out all these things, and the light will carry on coming. Like by the 14th full moon, and forget in the akhirat, already in this world, Allah will make your face shine like the 14th full moon. But if we make our zikr like, Allah give us all tawfiq, to do it with this passion and with that desire. One zikr is for ibadah, and one zikr is for islah, to correct ourselves. One is you some sweet medicine they say, I also like this medicine because it's sweet. But one is a medicine you take, which it's going to pay. You need it, you have to take it. So one is you take it for islah, and one, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali, his ripe old age, he still had the tasbih in his hand. So the people say, Hazrat, you don't need it, you have reached to wherever you had to reach, you are there. He says, what brought me till there, I can't leave it out now. The person that who brought me till there, how can I forget that? So Allah Ta'ala, let us make our zikr properly and learn from the mashayikh, and we have to go continuously. You don't know in which majlis what is said, at what time what is said. When you pick up your point and when your change comes, it's decreed by Allah Ta'ala. Inna lillahi nafahat. There are certain moments which Allah has got when changes just take place. So all the time, come to the khanqah, yeah. All the other khanqahs which are carrying on, wherever it is, try and take part. Be in good environment, in these environments regularly. And insha'Allah al-Aziz, that moment will come when we will just find the change that comes in our place. Just to explain one, how these changes take place. And inshallah on that I will complete. There are many instances of different buzurgs which are mentioned with regard to this. With regard to Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah Ali, also this incident is mentioned. There was a very, very exceptionally beautiful woman in Baghdad. Married woman. And she told her husband that if whoever will see me, they won't be able to resist me. I'm so beautiful. And then when she used to make herself up, adorn herself, wow, beautiful she used to be. One day she came out of her mouth, I think even Junaid Baghdadi, he won't be able to resist. And she told her husband that permit me to go and test him. That how much taqwa has he got? Where is he? There, so she went and he permitted her. What a split husband also. He lost her completely. And how he lost her? Not in a wrong way, but how he lost her. She went and with the excuse of a masala, she lifted her niqab. And as soon as he saw it, he said, one time, Allah, and her whole life changed. She went home the whole night on the musalla. Every day rozas, zikr, tilawat, her whole life changed completely. Husband lost her in this way that her husband said, I don't know what did I spoil of Junaid Baghdadi, that he made my wife now, she's just on the musalla all the time. She's just in ibadah. So this is those moments which Allah has kept for every person. And then you get shocked yourself that how you have changed. Now your house people get shocked. The town people get shocked. How this person has changed. So there are those moments that we should go forward and take from those opportunities. So may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Come regularly to the khanqahs, wherever the work of deen is taking place. Whatever type of work of deen, support all the work. Whether it is our Darul Ulooms, whether it is our makatib, which are extremely important. And in our makatibs, there are many ulama who are teaching in the makatib and in the Darul Ulooms. Remember also, it is not only to teach the subject matter, but it is also our duty as an ustad that we see they practice on that also. We try, we try our best, but if they, we must make our effort, but not just to teach the matter. We usually only test students also on whether they know their work or not. But whether they are putting it, that is the biggest test. Whether they are putting it in practice or not, that is so important also. So let us support our makatib, the work of tabligh and da'wat, Allahu Akbar. What great changes are coming in the world. And we take part in that in every work of deen. The social welfare work, people who are working in those fields. What the people? In Syria, there are conditions of those people. That who are multi-millionaires, and by the night they've got nothing. The next morning that multi-millionaire is pushing that cart and collecting recycled things, plastics, cardboards, wood pieces, just little bit that he can feed his family. And don't let us sit and think that we are in our comfort zone, that Allah's plans are beyond our imagination also. The people of Fir'aun, when Allah punished them, what punishments came, which you can't think about. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, I can send azab from on top. I can send azab from the bottom. I can make you people fight between you. You are bosom friends, husband and wife. Not a day you had an argument. But Allah can make it. Now you're just fighting like cats and dogs at the time. This is all in punishment. So Allah there is no limit to anything of Allah Ta'ala. We must try and obey and live our lives according to that. So and see the miracle of this Quran, determine that I'm also going to make my children hafiz. And if I can, I myself also will become hafiz. The one person at the age of 90, he asked one alim to come to his graduation day for his completion of his hifz at the age of 90. And this is happening in our madrasa. We got our brother Siddiq, Haji Siddiq from Florida. He's about 60, near 70 he is. He's ill at the moment, make dua for him, but he's also determined to become. So we also can become. And if, even if we learn one ayat a month, but you will be written amongst those who are becoming hafiz. So we just be at it. And Allah will inshallah raise us amongst the huffaz. And our children, let them become hafiz. Let them become alim. Let them become hafiz al-hadith. Let them become, and how many other things. And the ulama, mashallah. There are so many students today who have memorized the whole hadith kitabs. Fiqh kitabs they have memorized. So Allah give us tawfiq and bring this into our lives inshallah. Kuch aur ke naam hai sir? What's your name? Salman, Hafiz Salman, mashallah. His ustad, Hafiz Zain Kuwadia. Hafiz ke Maulana Zain Kuwadia. Maulana Zain Kuwadia. No, come sit here on top. Sit here on top. Come sit here.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين فبأي حديث بعده بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
Thank you.